Hello, this is our fourth attempt. It's up, refresh, we're back. Okay, might be working now. Holy shit, sometimes I just say. It's been the fourth time that I restarted the show. The first time, my computer just went dark. As soon as I clicked start streaming, poof, computer goes dark. Streamlabs was just having a little window that was saying problem with the access key to Odyssey, and I had to restart my computer because everything became dark. Then I tried, no audio problem. Then you guys were having lag, but now it seems that we're live 10 minutes late. It's not so bad when you consider four restarts and I'm still just 10 minutes late. Isn't this amazing? People were talking that perhaps there's too much demand on Odyssey because of the midterm election coverage. Yes, in political season, there is much demand on the networks of the internet. And amazingly, Elon Musk has told people to vote Republican. I don't agree with his reflection there. He says we need to vote Republican because there's a Democrat president, so we must balance things out. I think it's explaining to the American people poorly why we have to vote Republican. I think there are much better reasons to vote Republican than averaging everything, cutting out the excess of both ideologies. This kind of centrism is ridiculous. End of the line, Joel says, hey, JF, have you seen the artificial boosting of Mastodon, left-wing social network site by mainstream news network? It is obvious attempt to steal members from far-right Twitter. It is ridiculous. Yes, I commented on this yesterday because there's a whole CNN article about this, and it's so obvious they're trying to get a parallel platform established to drain people away from Twitter, but as I said yesterday, it won't work. Aquanote says, JF, your extrovert to gay pipeline discussion was one of the funniest things I've listened to. I'm beginning to think your sense of humor is too good for you to be autistic. What do you think causes male narcissism to be so heavily associated with homosexuality? Well, I think my personal hypothesis, and it's just we're in the hypothesis domain here. The answer is probably we don't know. But my hypothesis is that it's the other way around. You become gay because you have some of the genes that will that make you want to display like a female. Basically, because what is the gay lifestyle? What is the thing that we observe in the gay community that we do not observe equally, or we observe it less in the rest of the population? To me, it is feminine behavior. It is fabulous displays. It is extravagant, outgoing, to the point of being annoying at times, kind of displays. And so that behavior, I believe, is not caused by homosexuality. I think that people are born with that behavior, or they are placed in a circumstance where their genes makes them adopt that behavior, and that behavior leads to homosexuality. So I think basically there's a set of genes that must be very good to have when you're a female, which lead you to be kind of feminine. And this set of genes is just not fully programmed to be totally shut off in all men. So when these genes express themselves, you are outward going, you are fabulous, you want to attract attention in the same way females want, and the attention of a man. And that would lead to feeling an experience of reward at having the attention of other men onto you, which is extremely fit to do if you're a woman, but not so fit to do if you're a man. And I think that this explanation would have, this hypothesis, if it is true, would have explanatory power for even the link between child sexual abuse and homosexuality, because you have a higher rate of people who have been abused by men as children who become gay. So basically they get converted to the gay lifestyle by adults that rape them when they're children. And if my hypothesis is true, then it's just that their brain got trained earlier at being rewarded at this idea of attracting the attention of men, of satisfying men, because they have been imposed this lifestyle at a young age. Silver Spider says, imagine if JF said this on YouTube. I wouldn't even think about saying it on YouTube. That is why I'm so happy on Odyssey. It's like, I can think. The whole idea of my show has been, Papa JF is going to think publicly for the rest of his life. And Susan Wojcicki cut the grass under my feet. We can't even have a beginning of a discussion because we can't even have the beginning of a thought when we are on YouTube. That being said, I understand that my extrovert to gay pipeline discussion may have been funny, but you say I'm a comedian. I meant nothing as a joke in this. I don't know if you use the term joke as it made you laugh. Maybe it made you laugh. That's legitimate, but I didn't intend to make you laugh. So I really told you the story of my childhood with a friend who was theatrical, and this friend became gayer than you can possibly imagine. Like gay, like five dicks isn't enough. This level of gayness. Ty Rogerson sends a super chat. He says, do you think there is still a new species out there we will discover, specifically a non-fish species larger than, say, 20 pounds, and not one of those new species that looks like something else we're familiar with, where they only differ in some microscopic way? Very interesting. Certainly, I think there are a lot of things we ignore about life. And the species that we ignore are probably in the billions, something like this. But that includes bacterial species and everything, I guess. So if you're asking specifically about a 20-pound species, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of stuff that exists out there that we've never seen. But here's the thing, you demand something totally new. Life doesn't make totally new, so it's going to fit in the tree of life in one way or another. So either it's going to be like a salamander and you're going to be disappointed that it's a salamander-like creature, or it's going to be a fish and it's going to fit within the fish tree of life. So you don't really get away from the fact that if you find life on Earth, it's going to have a cousin that you know of. So that is the you have to expect disappointment. That being said, I'm the only biologist who has come up with a prediction of a life form we've never observed, and I think it exists. Or if it's not alive still, I think it must have existed in the past. I've predicted the existence of a single cell species that was not replicating DNA, that must have been switching between RNA and DNA in a replicator tango. So to me, the most fascinating outcome would be a finding of such a single cell organism, because that would literally confirm my theory, although my theory doesn't need confirmation. It would be like, holy shit, JF saw this coming years in advance. Ethan Klein from H3H3 has been found unfunny by the Elon Musk Gestapo, and he is now paying the price. His Twitter account has been deleted. Same thing for Kathy Griffin. So what are the events yesterday night that have led Kathy Griffin and Ethan Klein, this clown, who has been propped up by the biased rose of Susan Wojcicki on YouTube. What has led these two people to be banned directly by Elon Musk? Well, yesterday what happened is that Kathy Griffin started changing her Twitter account name to Elon Musk. And Elon Musk tweeted on his Twitter, he said, going forward, if people imitate other names like this, because it's really, they change the picture of their account, they change the name so that when you see the tweet in your timeline, you really think it's from Elon Musk. And so he said, going forward, if you are not labeling your account clearly as parody account and you are impersonating anyone, it will be permanent ban. So Elon Musk going strong here, and we see a total reversal. It used to be that banning was was applying only to right-wingers, but now we're seeing these big leftist personalities getting banned, falling like flies. Naberius says, Elon understands speech rape. Exactly. Elon understands that if you impersonate me and you say something in my name that other people are led to believe I've said or I've done, you are speech raping me. And in a beautiful action yesterday, Elon Musk ended up... So that started with Kathy Griffin. He banned Kathy Griffin. Now, Ethan Klein reacted to this by changing his picture of Twitter to impersonate Elon Musk, but he wrote in his Twitter timeline, this is a parody account. And when he made his fake tweets as Elon Musk, he then put a reply to the fake tweet that was saying this is a parody account. And he had even made a little paintbrush illustration written by hand, by the hand controlling the mouse of his computer that was saying this is parody. Now, here's the problem. The rules of Twitter are very clear. When you indicate that you are a parody account, you must put it both in the bio and in the full name. So it's impersonation if you don't put parody account in the full name. The problem is that Ethan Klein and Kathy Griffin had not put it in the full name. So when you don't put it in the full name, the problem is that people who see it on their timeline, they are not informed that you are a parody account. They have to click on your name. Most people will just not do this. So a proper decision. He had to ban them. Ethan Klein is the latest victim of Twitter's new impersonation crackdown. Ethan Klein, Kathy Griffin, they had disrespected. And the fact that they were just playing to get at Elon Musk because they are frustrated because some other people might speak freely is so childish. I cannot believe that. You know, Kathy Griffin, how old is she? 60 years old, maybe? I cannot believe that Kathy Griffin, a rich actress of Hollywood and a comedian, is spending her days just trolling Elon Musk on Twitter. You don't have anything better to do. There's been several problems with this woman, and I think she's just sick in her head. And she got properly corrected here by Musk, but it's worrying in terms of the state of the world that these adults are acting like children on Twitter. Go away, says JF. This is 4D chess. Elon is banning these high profile left wing people so that he can unban them. At the same time, he unbans Trump and other right wing figures. This way, the inevitable unban wave will not look politically partisan. That is a very good interpretation. I think you got it right. I hadn't thought of it that way. It's a beautiful interpretation. I think it might be what's going on. Very interesting. Aquanote says, Jeff, I didn't think you were being a comedian. I somehow related to your somber feelings, losing your friend in the heterosexual sense, because he expressed himself as femininely extroverted, but the contrast of tragedy and that phrasing is hilarious to me because it feels so sincere. I mean, I don't experience any tragedy from it today, but back in the days, I was like, holy shit, how does that work? How is the gay stealing someone from me? How is, what is this gay thing anyway? Like I'm 11 years old and I see this happen. What is the gay thing? Why is my friend going toward it? And he was living just beside my house. Holy shit. And I was not, you know, at 11 years old, especially back in my days. Now maybe with the leftist teachers and everything, people are more aware at younger age of sex, but I didn't think about sex at all. And there I was seeing my friend becoming gay. Like my first contact with sex, with the idea of sex, was seeing my friend become gay. You can't make this up. It's weird. It's weird. And yes, I was traumatized back then. Now I don't care about this friend anymore. I haven't cared about him for so long. Faceless Rogue says, I knew a guy who had a beautiful girlfriend who got groomed by a gay man. Bizarre shit. So bizarre. So bizarre. Elon Musk says, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress. Twitter's new CEO first announced he was voting Republican earlier this year. To independent-minded voter, shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic. It may be a good way to convince the middle people, but long term, I don't think it's a good thing to bring people toward the center that way. Not realizing that actually the excesses of the center are the worst thing for current society. Who is sending money to Ukraine? The center. Who is causing inflation? The center. Who is letting immigration be under control? The center left. I mean, the extremes are just not the problem that these people are trying to have us think it is. The extremes of politics have not been a problem. Any shit we may be in right now has been caused by centrism, because centrism has controlled this country since 40 years and more. John Drake says, okay, but I like the point of him putting up a screen with these bands. Okay, you're enjoying just seeing this. Did he say whether it was lifetime bans? Well, he said permanent ban, but he's also been saying before that him and Jack Dorsey had a discussion and that both of them believed that there shouldn't be lifetime bans. So what's the difference between a permanent and a lifetime bans? Well, we will know very soon, because Elon Musk has launched this whole council which is supposed to meet. And when they meet, they will decide on what is the schedule for being reintegrated to Twitter when you get your account banned. So we'll see. Perhaps Kathy Griffin will be back on Twitter. Meanwhile, Twitter daily user growth, its all-time highs during first week under Musk. While Twitter may be shedding virtue signaling advertisers who totally weren't looking for any reason to trim their ad budgets, daily user growth during the company's first full week under Elon Musk has hit an all-time high, according to an internal document seen by The Verge. If those numbers are in line with how Twitter reported metrics when it was public, they imply that the service has yet to see a mass exodus for Musk's ownership. He tweeted on Sunday that since his deal to buy Twitter was announced, user numbers have increased significantly around the world. I wouldn't be surprised that this is the case. It's expected. There's excitement around the potential free speech that it could become, although it certainly isn't yet. But there's excitement around anything that Elon Musk does. So, wow, we also learned that, oh my God, the Harry Potter has been banned from Twitter. Daniel Radcliffe, if I'm incorrect, me on the chat if I'm incorrect, but Daniel Radcliffe is the actor playing Harry Potter. Harry Potter gone from Twitter. I just learned about it because I saw it on Elon Musk's account, and people are complaining, oh no, they suspended Daniel Radcliffe's Twitter account. Wasn't it obvious that he was doing a parody? Well, it seems like it wasn't obvious enough for the Musk administration. Beautiful. I love seeing. So then this totally goes in line with the hypothesis of go away. You're gonna get Harry Potter back on Twitter along with Trump. I mean, there's going to be ultimately more leftists coming back to Twitter than right wingers. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey JF, have you ever heard of the band Muse?" Yes, I heard of them. What is their song though? What is this Muse band songs? I think it was one of these pop rock group that some people were really fan of them. They, what is, how do I look through this list of song and find one that I know about? Well, anyway, let's read the rest of the super chat. He says, they released an album this year called Will of the People, which has some themes of liberty slash blackpilling that I was surprised the mainstream band today would say. Check out the lyrics to the song Compliance. At first, I thought it was leftist, but it's not. Muse Compliance lyrics. Compliance. We just need your compliance. You will feel no pain anymore and no more defiance. We just need your compliance. Just give us your compliance. We won't let you feel lost anymore. No more self-reliance. Fall into line. You will do as you're told. No choice, fatigue. Your blood is running cold. We lose control. The world will fall apart. Love of your life will mend your broken heart. Life lived in fear. You need protection. You're all alone. Too much rejection. We have what you need. Just reach out and touch. We can save you. We just need your compliance. Okay. Cover your tracks. We know what's best for you. You've bitten off much more than you can chew. You're running scared. You'll run into our arms. Come join our clique. We'll keep you safe from harm. Our toy soldier. You'll do the dirty work. Stay loyal to us. We'll take away the hurt. We have what you need. Just reach out and touch. We can save you. Just give your compliance. Yeah, it's quite subtle. It's quite subtle. Like it's subtle to the in the way people in the way an artist uses because he doesn't want to shock too many people and he doesn't want to. And it has to be framed in a poetic language. so, but here, love of your life will mend your broken heart. I think this is a commentary on divorce. And no choice fatigue, your blood is running cold. I think it may be a reference to the vaccine, to myocarditis and blood issues. And there's this whole idea of the system will make you feel that you need it, and then they will give you the pill to relieve you from your suffering. It's interesting. I wouldn't say it's openly right wing, because those are themes that are also in some leftist minds. The idea that, you know, like, interpret the lyrics that we just read in a way, in a leftist way. Suppose that the compliance they're talking about is business people trying to make you comply to their thing, to the things of the right wing, to make you dependent and to make profits from you. You can interpret it from a very leftist positioning. Now, Yin says, JF, the video shows the exchange of red and blue pills. That is interesting. I'll be watching the video, but it can mean a lot of things. It can mean I'm going for the red pill, or it can mean the red pill is becoming woke, becoming awake like the leftists are. Who is Arlie Pasternak, the man whom Kanye West has accused of trying to institutionalize him, drug him into oblivion, and take his kids away? As it turns out, this personal trainer is connected to psychological operations, the Canadian military, and other strangeness. There's a whole thread about this on Twitter, and I don't know if I've talked about it, but because I've made so many videos about Kanye, I wanted to talk about it. One of the aspects of Kanye's complaint is about this guy. And Kanye has the receipts to prove what's wrong with this guy. I mean, this guy was his trainer, apparently just a gym trainer, but there are messages of him that indicate he's telling Kanye, you're going to behave, and if you don't behave, I will send you back to the hospital and they will drug you again. It's like, holy shit, this guy is extorting Kanye West by threatening to use mental health laws and mental health forces and the police to basically ruin his life. This is why these laws shouldn't exist. This is why we shouldn't let liberty be stealable by any psychiatrist, because then the psychiatrist becomes a tool of aggression. That is why I'm totally against these laws and probate courts. But here we have one of the individuals that has frustrated Kanye West, which Kanye West came out about recently, and his behavior is extremely worrying. Threatening Kanye West. You shouldn't be able to be in a human relationship, a consensual human relationship, and have the whole weight of the law potentially falling onto the head of the other. It's like, I can get you imprisoned if I want. I can get you drugged if I want. Like, it's the kind of thing you would expect in a movie, but it happened for real to Kanye, and I believe the screenshots that Kanye has published, they lay it out very clearly. This guy is an extortionist agent that was in the surrounding of Kanye and that totally abused Kanye with extortion and psychiatry threats. Dino Legovich has sent a super chat. He says, name one right-wing company or corporation. Well, I mean, I guess there's some mechanic in the middle of America somewhere that is right-wing, but if we're talking about these huge public companies, none of them, because they somehow perceive their interest to be in siding with the left-wing. They may be right about this, perhaps the population is so center-left, so leftist, that basically it's not a viable business model to be right-wing. But I think that some successes of the religious community, like, you know, they had these movies that I hated, but there were these movies 5 or 6 years ago, like, God is not dead. Tree. And it's like, follow the history of a student who makes the right argument to his philosophical teacher. who wanted to tell him that God was dead, but God is not dead. And these movies have proven, because they've had massive success, they were small budget movies made for religious people, and they've had massive success. They made mega profits, like multiples of the amount that was originally invested. Now I find these movies ridiculous, because as a debater, I know that the whole movie is set to make it look like, yeah, Jesus wins once again, and you don't get a quality debate from this crap. You get really a religious perspective and a pro religion one. But the fact that they were successful suggests that there is a niche out there for companies that would want to solidly stand on a right wing side. But for now, the corporations do not perceive this niche as viable. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. The Department of Justice has seized $3.36 billion worth in cryptocurrency, apparently linked to what they call in this article the Silk Road dark web fraud. But I don't think Silk Road was a fraud, but I think this guy from whom they have seized 50,000 bitcoins seized by the American government. This guy had done some scam where he was having a lot of bitcoins to begin with, and then he was recirculating them. And then he was asking people on the web, see, I'm sending free Bitcoin to this guy and this guy, so send me your Bitcoin and I will send you double. So it was some kind of scam fraud in the very early history of Bitcoin. But the guy had been living, the guy had been just chilling with his 50,000 Bitcoin. A search warrant against James Zong's Georgia home led law enforcement to 51,676.17 Bitcoin. The massive seizure was valued at over $3.36 billion and is the largest cryptocurrency seizure in U.S. history. $3.36 billion. So this guy was just chilling in his Georgia home with his 50,000 Bitcoin. And of course, he probably had his keys on some paper or some metal plate. Listen, if especially if you have acquired Bitcoin through fraudulent means or means that were previously prosecuted, it's absolutely unwise to keep the keys on paper. You should memorize this. If you have 50,000 Bitcoin, you have the rest of your life to retain 20 words. 20 words. Would you be able to retain 20 words? Of course you would. Just put a lot of energy in it, give it a couple of days, retrain, make a song out of it if you need to. But writing your keywords onto a piece of paper is not a good idea. Perhaps you can make a code. Perhaps you can write a song, and then on each line of the song, one of the words is the keyword. That can already blur it. Or you can write fake words on your paper that you know are fake and you know what to replace them with. Raised Fist says, if you have 50,000 bitcoins, you cash in and retire forever. Maybe, but I mean, if you're in the situation of this guy, you may not even be able to cash in. I mean, how much money will they let you build up in a bank account before they say, hey, there's something weird here. This guy is a billionaire. So most of the time, cashing in is not necessarily a good idea. You might want to just cash in what you need to survive, but I would keep the bitcoins for the next generations. Homeless man has built a small house on Hollywood Boulevard. unbelievable. A homeless man has built a house on the public space.
This is where a gentleman named Q lives. I spoke to him. He's quite happy to be here, but says he's planning to move soon. So this is the situation in 2022 in Los Angeles. You can basically build your own small wooden house right on Hollywood Boulevard, live in it, continue to refuse offers of city services, and most people around here are okay with it. Others say it has to go. It's a solid, well-built wooden structure, propped up by metal carts and car batteries. A power cord unplugged trails down the sidewalk, which is piled high with assorted power tools and electronics. Reaction? Mixed. What do you think of that?
I don't like it. It's not good. It's bad.
It is a little out there, but...
This is why the people who tell the libertarian, who will build the roads? They don't understand. They get something wrong. Maybe it would be better if there weren't public roads. Maybe if this was the property of someone, that person could just kick the guy out. But when you have so many homeless in your cities that they will take the space no matter what, so at this point they're letting them build a full house. We are reinventing property. I mean, these homeless people in California, they will eventually... reinvent the concept of property lines. They'd be like, hey, isn't it more practical if this is my house spot and this is your house spot? It's like, yeah, this is land owning. Good job. End of the line, Joel says, JF, is your house built on wheels? Yeah, it's a weird structure to build this on wheels. I saw that there were cement blocks, so I suppose that the wheels were just to move the base there, and then they dropped it on the cement block. But no, my house is built on a foundation. It's a very old foundation, but it's been holding, and we've been enjoying life here. Biden admits the truth. No more oil drilling as energy stocks are set to soar. It has been a great year for energy stocks, as the chart below clearly reveals, and it will be an even better year and decade for energy stocks. Why? Not because of what Goldman trader Michael Sullivan wrote last week explaining why energy has finally become everyone's favorite sector, but because energy continues to lead when oil is up, when oil is down, when yields are up or when they are down, when the U.S. is threatening windfall profits taxes or considering limits on product exports. Well, of course, I've seen the gas price rise yesterday and today. I don't know when it's going to stop, but we're back to extremely high level. Mama JF, be careful in organizing anything that requires the car, because we want to be using the least gas possible. The prices are getting high back again, just like they were 6 months ago. We're reaching another peak. There's no production. It's a rare resource at this point, and the presence of Joe Biden has led to a complete difficulty in developing new pumping sources. So it's going to be like that until Joe Biden is replaced. This could be in 2 years. Or it could be in 6 years. We're going to get some hard time. Jonathan Dow's channel says, that bar is the green energy bar. That is the S&P 500 energy index. So basically, everything has had a negative price return this year. Whether it's the eco sector, the utilities, the staples, the healthcare, the financials, the real estate, the tech, infotech index. But the energy index is the green. So it's the only S&P 500 that is in profit this year. But of course, because have you seen the price rises? I mean, they have the exact same system of distribution. But suddenly people are paying twice, thrice the price. Of course, it's going to lead to profit. It's when you have the most leverage on the market is when you offer something that people are willing to pay increasingly more for. That's exactly the situation for the fuel people. And truckers are warning that in North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, no diesel fuel. Diesel fuel is particularly rare, particularly high price, and that's not surprising because the whole Ukraine situation and the pressure for the cost of energy, because the diesel fuel is what's used for heating, infrastructure, construction things, professional trucks of all kinds. So it's what powers the economy, whereas gasoline is more this end consumer, single person driving a car. So it's looking bad for diesel this winter. On top of it, the furnace oil, the heating oil is all diesel-like. It's all taken from the same natural source. So if you make more of this, you have less diesel. People are fed up. Soaring electricity bills become new pain point for Biden. Utility companies are increasing electricity prices for American households ahead of the heating season. Look at this. Heating season. The price was relatively stable with oscillations since 2020. Poof! Rising utility cost. Electricity bill. 15 to 17% rise on average. And that's year over year. So we're talking about 1 year. 15% more. 1 year, 15% more. Jonathan Dow says, JF, multi-year lead times on industrial transformers and switchgear suppliers cannot keep up at all. Demand is exploded. Well, I know. I understand. There's demand for fuel, and we've not been producing new fuel, and we have these limits on the use of, you know, I was reading about the process of making fuel. It is insane. You have super high towers and you have to boil the oil and it evaporates and slowly drop by drop it distillates into the high tower. It's like, oh, here's a drop of gasoline. Oh, here's a drop of gasoline. I mean, this is how they make fuel. There is still no other way than distillation to make fuel. And these towers are fully occupied. They are producing whatever they can produce while you wait for the little drop. Distillation, this totally stunned me. Distillation in a super high, like many stories tower, is what leads to the fuel. Meta reportedly readying to fire thousands this week. Oh my god, Facebook, look at this. At 135, boom, we are now at 90. A massive fall for Facebook as people are starting to bet that this whole Meta scam is not going to work, or it's not going to be as big as even Facebook ever was. So very interesting, and now they have to fire people. Zero Hedge was commenting, in a normal world, Meta would announce 20% layoffs after the close, but they are waiting a couple of days to announce it, and they have slowed down their hiring. I do hope that this title is correct and that they will end up firing thousands. I want to see all these the same way it happened with Twitter. I want to see these departments dismantled and these companies realizing that they have self-destroyed with censorship. Grapes Coda says, biodiesel is pretty easy to make, isn't it? I think that there are various sources for it. My understanding is that you have to ferment something, basically. And my understanding is you can ferment corn to get that. But easy, I wouldn't describe a process of fermentation leading to a burnable alcohol easy. I don't know exactly what are the fine details of it, but my understanding is biodiesel is made from something that ferments. Lodazal says easiest way is to crack vegetal oil with ethanol and something basic. Ethanol is energy intense. Oh yeah, I mean, you'll never see me fill my car with vegetable oil or my own concoction of things. I know that there are YouTube videos about this. I think it's fascinating, but I'm a consumer of the capitalist world. Okay, please deliver some gas that I can use and that I can be sure is safe for my car. I don't want to have to deal with the details. John Drake says refineries are the bottlenecks. They can't be built overnight, and the profit from scarcity doesn't incentivize them to build more. Exactly. If you know that you're in a situation that has become suddenly more profitable, you want to build enough refineries so that you can continue profiting, but not so many refineries that you end up dropping the price again. Silver Spider says Jeff will never eat synthetic meat or use veggie oil in his car. Lol. Exactly. Kovi Killer Clown says Jeff, ever hear of a band called Pucifer? I went to a concert. It was amazing. Never heard of it. I'll keep the name in note here. I'll go listen to some of their stuff tonight if it's on the internet. Pucifer. It's a rock group in Los Angeles by Maynard James Keenan, known as the lead singer of the bands Tool and A Perfect Circle. Okay, Tool. I know that big fans of music really like Tool. It's this kind of super intense progressive rock that like a little bit like Nine Inch Nail type of universe, where it's like, oh, the guitar continues doing the same thing over and over again, but oh, there's a little change. I've listened to some Tool things and it's good, but you need music, you know. I don't need music. I can drive 15 hours in a row in absolute silence. When I was driving between North Carolina and Quebec, I wasn't putting any music, nothing. I was just driving. And so there's no moment in my life where I need music. I can listen to Tool and recognize there is something there, but I don't need it. Comcast begins laying off a very small portion of its workforce. The deluge of layoffs could only be just beginning. So Comcast will also be laying off, but it seems to be a minor thing according to their statement. And this story is worrying. The Iowa teen who killed her alleged rapist and was sentenced to probation has escaped from custody. I don't know about this story. I don't know what to think. So the thing is, the principle, the philosophical principle that if someone truly rapes you, you should be entitled to defend yourself. And in fact, as a libertarian, I believe in you are entitled to do more than the person who attacks you. So I am for asymmetric response possibilities. I think that the victim of a crime should be able to defend himself with deadly force, even if the crime isn't deadly. I think you should have castle doctrine. I believe that if someone just attacks my flowers in front of my house, I should be able to take action to protect my flowers, no matter what it results in as a consequence for the other guy. Now, that is principled. The problem with this story is I'm not sure that she was taken against her will. Because when you read the details, she met a guy and she started basically becoming a prostitute for him. But that's what she says. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you were a prostitute. So you engaged in prostitution. But she says that he welcomed me in his home, but then he forced me to be a prostitute. It looks like you were participating to all these things willingly. It looks like you went to his home. It looks like you adopted him as a boyfriend / pimp. And so to what extent is that a rape? It looks like you've been fooling him into believing that you could be a source of money for him and for yourself also. So I don't know. I don't think she should have the right to kill him. But she did kill him. And she was sentenced. But now she has escaped. Now, how the fuck does the market for sex work that this woman is viable as a prostitute? I don't understand. What are the monies involved? How much money are people willing to pay to sleep with this woman? I mean, I would ask to be paid. I would require a fee. Jonathan Dow says, Jeff, what a giant waste of taxpayer money. What is a waste of taxpayer money? The fact that she escaped, or the fact that she got imprisoned? Not sure what you're talking about. Anyways, White House held secret talks with Putin aides to avert Russia-Ukraine, U.S.-Russia war. This will be our last news item. The White House has reportedly held secretive behind-the-scenes dialogues with the Kremlin related to the war in Ukraine, the Wall Street Journal revealed on Sunday, citing unnamed U.S. and allied officials. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spearheaded the secret talks with high-level Russian officials in recent months, reportedly with the aim of reducing the risk of the two nuclear-armed superpowers tumbling into a direct broader conflict. So this is why when we are scared about the news and all, there's always this background thing going on that will ensure that there's no escalation. That's why the risk of nuclear war is still very low, and I've said 2 weeks ago that it was very low. Maybe the highest it's ever been, but still extremely low. Most of the probabilities going forward are that US, ultimately, if they haven't done much, the way they have let Ukraine be dominated, basically, just by offering small support and small things that made it hard for Russia, but that never made it impossible. That means that the US has accepted that Russia was taking over this part of Ukraine. And of course, they haven't deployed more because they had all they want is, as long as the Ukrainians are taking the risk, we can give money and weapons. But they're not willing to take the risk themselves, so we're not going to get a nuclear escalation. That's it for tonight. Ty Rogerson says $13 for a full night with a woman in Madagascar. That's what I was offered, though I didn't ask. While I was hiking there, no thanks. $13? $13 is the cost of a prostitute in Madagascar. I don't like prostitution. I don't like these things. It's there's so much sadness, and it's not unlike what the leftists would have you believe. The sadness is not just for the woman. The sadness is also for the male clients. They are so pathetic in having these needs and resorting to paying. To me, the great drama of prostitution is the men. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Much love, and see you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.